Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing a recent development in your field of interest. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed that candidates often struggle when asked to describe recent developments in their field of interest. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. In this article, we'll explore effective strategies to tackle this subject and provide sample answers to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about your field of interest. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: What field are you most interested in? Band 6-7. Answer: I'm really interested in technology, especially artificial intelligence. It's a fascinating area that's changing rapidly. Band 8-9, answer: I'm deeply passionate about the field of artificial intelligence. It's a cutting-edge area that's revolutionizing various sectors, from healthcare to transportation. The rapid advancements in this domain never cease to amaze me. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a recent development in your field of interest. Describe a recent development in your field of interest. You should say what the development is, when and where you learned about it, how it impacts your field, and explain why you find this development interesting or important. Band 6-7. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a recent development in artificial intelligence, specifically the advancement in natural language processing. I learned about this a few months ago from tech news websites. This development involves AI models that can understand and generate human-like text much more accurately than before. It's having a big impact on my field because it's making things like chatbots and virtual assistants much more useful and realistic. I find this development interesting because it's changing how we interact with computers. It's making technology more accessible to people who might not be tech-savvy. I think it has the potential to revolutionize many industries, from customer service to education. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'm thrilled to discuss a groundbreaking development in the field of artificial intelligence, specifically the remarkable advancements in natural language processing, NLP. I first encountered this innovation about 3 months ago while perusing reputable tech journals and attending a virtual conference on AI breakthroughs. This development centers around the creation of large language models that can comprehend and generate human-like text with unprecedented accuracy and fluency. The impact on my field has been nothing short of revolutionary. These models are transforming various applications, from enhancing the capabilities of chatbots and virtual assistants to facilitating more nuanced machine translation and content generation. What fascinates me about this development is its potential to bridge the gap between human communication and machine understanding. It's democratizing access to technology by allowing more intuitive interactions with computers, particularly for those who may not be technologically inclined. Moreover, I believe this advancement has the potential to catalyze innovation across numerous sectors, from revolutionizing customer service experiences to personalizing education at scale. The ethical implications and challenges associated with such powerful language models also present an intriguing area for further exploration and debate. Follow-up questions. How do you think this development will affect jobs in your field? Are there any potential drawbacks to this technology? Band 6-7 answer. I think this development might change some jobs in my field. Some tasks might be automated, but new jobs could also be created. There could be drawbacks like privacy concerns or the spread of fake information. Band 8-9 answer. This development is likely to have a profound impact on employment in the AI sector. While it may automate certain tasks, particularly those involving repetitive language processing, it's also likely to create new opportunities for professionals who can harness and fine-tune these advanced models. We might see a surge in demand for AI ethicists, prompt engineers, and specialists who can integrate these language models into various applications. Regarding potential drawbacks, there are indeed several concerns to consider. Privacy issues are paramount, as these models require vast amounts of data for training. There's also the risk of generating misleading or biased content, which could exacerbate the spread of misinformation. Moreover, the energy consumption required to train and run these models raises environmental concerns. Addressing these challenges will be crucial for the responsible development and deployment of this technology. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question: How do you think developments in AI will impact society in the next decade? Band 6-7 answer: I believe AI will have a big impact on society in the next 10 years. It will probably change how we work, learn, and communicate. There might be some challenges, but also many benefits like improved healthcare and more efficient transportation systems. Band 8-9 answer: The impact of AI on society over the next decade is likely to be profound and multifaceted. We're likely to see a significant transformation in various sectors. In the workplace, AI could automate routine tasks, leading to increased productivity, but also necessitating widespread reskilling of the workforce. Education systems may become more personalized and adaptive, leveraging AI to tailor learning experiences to individual needs. In healthcare, AI could revolutionize diagnostics and treatment plans, potentially leading to earlier disease detection and more effective therapies. Transportation could become safer and more efficient with the widespread adoption of autonomous vehicles. However, these advancements will likely be accompanied by significant challenges. We'll need to address issues of data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the potential exacerbation of social inequalities. There's also the philosophical question of how increased human-AI interaction might affect our social relationships and sense of identity. Ultimately, I believe the key will be to harness the potential of AI while implementing robust ethical frameworks and policies to ensure its benefits are distributed equitably across society. Question: What role do you think governments should play in regulating new technologies? Band 6-7 answer: I think governments have an important role in regulating new technologies. They should make sure these technologies are safe and don't harm people, but they also need to be careful not to slow down innovation too much. Band 8-9 answer: The role of governments in regulating new technologies is both crucial and delicate. On one hand, there's a clear need for oversight and regulation to ensure public safety, protect individual rights, and prevent the misuse of powerful technologies. Governments are uniquely positioned to establish ethical guidelines, enforce standards, and safeguard vulnerable populations from potential harm. However, it's equally important that governmental regulation doesn't stifle innovation or impede scientific progress. Striking this balance requires a nuanced approach. I believe governments should adopt a collaborative stance, working closely with tech companies, academic institutions, and civil society organizations to develop flexible, adaptive regulations that can keep pace with rapid technological advancements. Moreover, given the global nature of many technologies, particularly in fields like AI, there's a need for international cooperation in developing regulatory frameworks. This could help prevent a fragmented regulatory landscape that might hinder the development and deployment of beneficial technologies. Ultimately, the goal should be to foster an environment where innovation can flourish responsibly, with adequate safeguards in place to protect societal interests. This might involve approaches like regulatory sandboxes, where new technologies can be tested under controlled conditions, or the use of anticipatory regulation that tries to foresee and address potential issues before they arise. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: groundbreaking, adjective, king, innovative, pioneering. Example: The discovery of CRISPR gene editing was a groundbreaking development in biotechnology. To revolutionize, verb, schneise, to completely change something to make it much better. Example: Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the way we approach complex problems. Cutting edge, adjective, very modern and advanced. Example: The company is known for its cutting-edge research in quantum computing. To harness, verb, harness, to control and use the force or strength of something to produce power or to achieve something. Example: Scientists are working on ways to harness the power of fusion for clean energy production. Paradigm shift, noun, dime shift, a major change in the concepts and practices of how something works or is accomplished. Example, the introduction of smartphones caused a paradigm shift in how we communicate and access information. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing recent developments in your field of interest, stay informed about current trends and innovations in your field. Practice explaining complex ideas in simple terms without losing accuracy. Use a range of advanced vocabulary and structures naturally in your responses. Develop your ideas fully, providing examples and personal insights. Be prepared to discuss both positive and negative aspects of developments. Practice speaking about abstract concepts related to your field of interest. Remember, the key to success is not just knowing about the developments, but being able to discuss them fluently, coherently, and in detail. If you found this guide helpful, you might also be interested in our articles on describing a new tool or software you learn to use and describing a podcast that you regularly listen to, which can further enhance your IELTS speaking skills. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.